Blog Talk Radio.
Expound on the word of God and just
amen, give you some jewels to carry you through the rest of your evening, Lord willing, amen. We don't have no script. We're just going to go dead into the word of God, amen. I'm coming from Matthew, amen, Matthew chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And he entered to a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, and thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, knowing their hearts, their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easy to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of palsy, Arise, take up your bed, go into thy house. And he arose and departed into the house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. Amen. Amen. We're going to take it from verse 1. By the anointing, by the Holy Spirit, we know that Jesus entered into a ship. Amen. Amen. He entered into a ship, Passover. Amen. So when are we going to allow the Lord to enter into our ship? Amen. When are we going to allow the Lord to come inside? When are we going to allow him to come and enter in, that he may pass us over from one level to the next? Whether it be prayer, whether it be walking, whether it be talking, whether it be fellowshipping with him. We're reminded that in verse 2, they brought to him a man. He was sick of palsy, lying on the bed. But Jesus saw their faith. What is the key word? Faith. Why is the key word faith? Faith because it is attached to the word of God. Faith is attached to the word of God. The Bible says in Romans, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Anytime you hear the word of God, your faith is being increased. Your faith is being increased. But when you lack the word of God, you're lacking in faith. That's why the Bible says you must be rooted and grounded in what? Rooted and grounded in the faith. So if you're not rooted and grounded in the faith, it's because you're having a lack of the word of God in your life. Amen. We know our God can do great and exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask for or even hope for in Christ Jesus. It said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. So be of good cheer. Cheer. Be cheerful. Amen. Be joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He said, be cheerful. Amen. Why? Because Jesus has come to this man. Amen. Seeing their faith. Amen. Now, how could Jesus see their faith? Can you see faith? Can I see your faith? Can you see my faith? No. But we can see faith in action. What was the faith in action? They brought him, amen, sick of palsy, laying on the bed. See, they brought a man who was sick, lying on the bed. So that's faith in action. Why is it faith in action? Because they have faith that Jesus could do what? That he can cure them. That he can heal. Amen. It took faith to do that. If you couldn't believe it would be done, they said, man, let's take that man over there to the Messiah. Man, I ain't going to take that man over there to the doggone Jesus, man. He ain't going to heal him, man. Just going to look at him, man. But Jesus had all power to heal, amen. Amen. Verse 3, and behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. Blasphemy. Now, Jesus knowing their thoughts. See, Jesus know all our thoughts. Every hair on our head is numbered. He knows our thoughts. He said, I know the thoughts that you have of me, that you have of me, good and not evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. Jesus knows all thoughts of man. He knows what's in man. One scripture says he knows what's in man. See, when God looks at us, he doesn't see the games that we play. He don't see the mouth, the lip service. He sees our heart. That's why Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, with a heart, he said, deceitful above all things. I believe it's Jeremiah. He said, who can know it? Who can know it? Who can know the heart? That heart is wicked. That heart is full of the lusts and desires of the flesh. Amen. So we must cast off those works of the flesh. Amen. allow ourselves to draw nigh unto God. Jesus knows their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk. What is easier, to go to God on your knees and say, forgive me? Or to say, him to say, arise and walk? Amen. What is easier, to say you're forgiven, or say take up your bed and walk? See, it's easier to give, receive forgiveness, but it takes faith to walk this thing out. It takes faith to walk this thing out. Amen? Amen. So we got to trust God at his word. We have to trust God of his word. He said, take up that bed, go into thy house. He rose, depart into his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God. See, somebody's always watching you. Amen. Somebody's always observing. Somebody's always watching your walk with God. And when they see you still holding on, they're able to give God the glory. They're able to give God the praise. They glorify God, which had given such power to men. Amen? See, it's God that has given power unto man. He's given power unto man through the working of his Holy Spirit on the inside, that whoever we speak a word unto, instant in season, out of season, that they may be quickened by the anointing. That they might be quickened by the anointing, that they might be stirred up, that they may walk and go forth into the things of God. You know? You cannot have an experience with God. You cannot seek to be in his presence, seek to be in his face, and remain the same. You cannot be full of bitterness. You cannot be full of hate. You must operate in love, because God is love and Jesus is love. Amen. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, amen, it said charity, which is love, is suffer long, amen. Now, be mindful that charity suffer long, and the sufferings are attached, amen, to our strength and our walk in Christ Jesus. See, in Christ Jesus. He said, in life you shall have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. I've overcame the world. So how we overcame? We're overcome by the blood and the word of our testimony. By the word of our testimony, is our testimony that will allow others to come out of the darkness of their life, of their existence. It will allow them to repent and be translated into the wonder-working power of God's kingdom. That will allow the people to develop and strengthen their lives, to be able to illuminate others through the working of the power of God in their life. In their life. Amen. So you people of God, you be encouraged. You know that God is in control. That God, he is the master, amen. He's the master of all creation. He's the master of the day of judgment. At Jesus Christ, he said he shall judge the quick and the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. So make a decision today just to trust God. And if you don't know God today, I encourage you to give your life to him. He's a faithful master. He's a faithful God. He does not lie. Amen. A lot of people get a free will confused with the will of God. How do you get free will confused with the will of God? You believe that because God allows you to do it, that you can do it. You believe because you do things contrary to the scriptures, that God said yay. Because you're doing it. You feel that God got to reach down from heaven to stop you. Not so. Not so. Oh, Jesus. We begin to give God praise on tonight. You stay encouraged. You stay motivated. So many people are going through heavy laden and trials of the faith. Amen. Your trial is a sign of who you are in Christ Jesus. It's a sign that the ministry he has given you is given by God. The ones who are not going through anything and don't have a care in the world, they're not doing nothing. Because, see, their flesh already got control of them. Amen? Their flesh already got control of them. They're not yielding to the Spirit of God. They're yielding to their flesh. They're leaning to their own understanding. The Word of God said don't lean into your own understanding. The Word of God says this is a way that seems right unto a man. But the inward off is death. See, there's a way that seems right. It is a way. It is a way, but it ain't God's way. Amen. So many people need to come out from among them. Be ye separate. Be ye holy. Watch the people that are around you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So even tonight, as you rest, amen, give your cares to the Lord. Give your worries to the Lord. God will take care of you. He will restore you. He will heal you. He will perfect all that which concerneth you. We thank God on today. We thank God for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Even we pray right now, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your anointing, your power, God. We rebuke everything that's not like you, God. We rebuke all sickness, disease, ailments, Lord God, off our lives, Lord God. Lord God, forgive us for our transgressions and our iniquities, God. Close every door, God, that is not like you, God. And Lord God, allow us to continue walking and look into the hills for which cometh our help, knowing our help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You said heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool, God. So we thank you here tonight, God. We thank you, God. Help us to learn the difference between church brother and sister and brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. We got to learn to please God above all things. Whatever he say, that's it. That settles it. Don't get tied up in man's way. Don't get tied up in man's way. Get tied up in God. Get wrapped up in God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Workman need not to be saying rightly divided word of truth. Hallelujah. So now in a close, amen, in Jesus' name, we thank you for tuning in tonight. We thank you. And you be encouraged. Let God be glorified in your life. We'll be joining you tomorrow or Thursday. Amen. It'll be July the 4th. Amen. Some of y'all will be out there. We pray that you will be blessed and safe on the highways. On behalf of myself and Pastor Hill, we wish you a very safe day, a very safe night. Amen. I don't celebrate Independence Day because my independence, I'm dependent on God. I'm not independent. I don't want to be independent. Amen. I don't want to be independent. I'm dependent on God. Amen. I don't want no independent. I don't want to be separated from God. Amen. So we want to celebrate Independence Day, 4th of July, fireworks. Amen. A lot of us need firework in our life. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen. So even as those who are going to be out there engaging in activities, you be safe out there. And amen, say your prayers, amen, and pray that somebody may get saved and translate to his kingdom on tomorrow. So on behalf of Enterprise Media Group, we bid you well, Godspeed, and a God night. We'll see you tomorrow here at 9 o'clock on Sound Doctrine Program with Dr. Ventura. You be blessed in Jesus' name.
Pastor Brown. Pastor Brown.
Yes, sir.
We got one announcement for tonight.
Okay.
We're going to be at, on the 12th of June, we're going to be at the Comfort Inn at Harvison, Sam 50, Statue Parkway in Columbia, South Carolina, for a vendor networking social night from 6 to 11. If anybody want to sign up for it, it's $5 to attend and $2 to most vendor talk. If you're looking forward to this, I'm going to go up there and put somebody on the spot.
Amen, amen.
A good event on the next Friday night. So we just got a couple of days to go. It'll be next Friday night, June the 12th. Harvison, come from here on Harvison Boulevard. Columbia, Carolina. The following Saturday, you'll be back in Columbia. Again, we're going to have a minister. All the members are going to come out and show what they have. Look forward to full announcements coming up this week, probably around Wednesday night. I thank you. Nathan, put somebody on the spot. Well, next Friday night, let's pick it up. Who is it?
Amen, amen. Well, definitely for y'all, those of y'all who are out there in the Columbia area, the metro, amen, y'all definitely join Pastor Hill out there, amen, as he put people on the spot, amen. And the event out there, they have tables out there and everything, amen, he'll be out there, so definitely be in tune, amen. If you need more information, you can email us at NathanOnTheSpot@Outlook.com. Email us. We'll gladly respond to you within 48 hours. And somebody will definitely get back to you. Amen. So, amen. With all else said, we'll definitely be back here tomorrow night for Sound Doctrine Program with Dr. Ventura. Amen. He was an author of Mysteries of the Deep. He's also an author working on the commentary of Daniel, the 70th week, and also the book of Haggai. So y'all bring your Bibles and y'all tell your family to gather around the computer, amen. Y'all can learn something for 4th of July instead of sitting around, you know, doing other things, amen. You can hear God's word, amen. So may God bless you, may he keep you, prosper, be in health, even as your soul prosper. I'm your host for this evening, Minister Faith Walker, definitely signing off on behalf of Enterprise Media Group, On the Spot, Nathan, Project 9. May God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Turn away. No longer does sin